Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Even be higher after we talk to Dick Vermeil, because he's got his Fearless forecast coming up now. Presented by Independence Blue Cross. Live Fearless. The great Dick Vermeil. How you doing, Dick?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Hey, Dick, there's been a debate all week as to whether the Eagles turned a corner with the win over the Giants, or whether they just were facing a bad team. Which do you think it is?
Well, first off, there's usually a combination answer to that question. But first, you've got to agree, we all agree, they played better.
Yes.
As a total team. They took the ball away. They didn't give it away. I think they played better. The matchup was big in favor of the Eagles because their offensive line in New York is not very good. Therefore, the quarterback is not going to be very good. And that's a big edge for us, the Eagles. And they played to their strengths and dominated the football game, which they should. But they definitely played better. In fact, I talk to Ron Jaworski each week, who studies the games in detail because he has direct access to the video.
Yeah.
And he said it was by far their best ball game. He said they only blitzed him one time. So they were basically rushing four guys and getting to him and covering with seven. So they never hung out the secondary to dry out there under pressure.
Right.
It's a real good football game, a step forward, really a step forward.
Right. Now, I'm going to put you in a bad spot right away, Dick, because this is a tough decision for every coach. What would you do if you were coaching the Giants with Eli Manning right now? Would you keep him in the lineup, or would you put him on a bench?
Well, you know, I'm an Eli Manning fan.
Yeah.
And I think his problem, number one, is offensive line. It has been for the last maybe 4 years.
Right.
And, you know, your quarterback is never going to perform well with a poor offensive line, especially an Eli Manning-type quarterback. He's not Carson Wentz. He's not
right.
Going to run all over the place and scatter and throw. So
right.
I think the number one problem there is not Eli Manning. It's the offensive line. And they've drafted, tried to, and the draft choice haven't worked out.
But Dick, did you...
So I think that's, if they have a real problem in offense, that's 75% of it.
In your career, Dick, did you ever have to take a great player who was at the end and tell him it was the end?
Yes.
What's
yeah,
that
Roman
like?
Gabriel when I came here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, remember Roman had come from the Rams, and he had a good year, and then I came here, and he ended up starting the last few games of the season.
Right.
But it was time, and he had lost a lot of arm strength. He'd had elbow problems, and I learned so much from coaching Roman Gabriel, both when I was his coordinator at L.A., young, and when I really wasn't qualified, I didn't have the experience to do it, but I was doing it anyway. I learned a lot from Roman Gabriel. But
wow.
I had to say to him at the end, Roman, it's time to go home. Yeah, and he was just a terrific guy to coach.
Wow. What do you think of Cam Newton, Dick?
I think he's, you know, I think when he's hot, he can really beat you.
Right.
I think you have to keep him in the mode. I think he always tends to show a little immaturity.
Yeah.
You know, I just keep, to me, he many times plays like a rookie. He's not a rookie anymore.
Yep.
You know, and I think the Eagle defense will really give him a problem. You know, first off, Carolina's offense is built on running the football, and he's part of the running game.
Yeah.
And our strength on defense is stopping the run. And I think that matchup alone gives us a big edge. And if you can force Cam to try to beat you throwing, every once in a while he does it. That's why you can't take him for granted. But, I just think we have an edge that way, and it's going to really show up in the ballgame. The other thing is you take the ball away from him.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, and we got in that mode early with the tip pass. You know, it really makes a big difference when you start in plus on the takeaways. My God, at home, here right now in Philadelphia, you're plus one, you're going to win over 70% of the ballgame. Just being plus one in the turnover margin. Yeah.
Dick, when you coached, did you prefer run plays or pass plays?
Well, I preferred a blend. And I initially was building an offense around the running game. My exposure to NFL offense was Ted Marshabrota, George Allen. It was Chuck Knox, you know, Hard Knox run the ball. So I came here with the idea I was going to build a solid defense, run the ball, throw enough to keep everybody honest, and win tight ball games. I got tired of taking that approach because we'd win by a few points and lose by a few points. So I started to be more aggressive, especially in 1979 when I brought Sid Gilman in to coach me and my offensive coaches how to do a better job. And we just opened our minds as well as our offense and became more aggressive with the football and put more passes in the game. And that helped us.
Well, our biggest complaint with Doug Peterson is he doesn't run enough. Do you see that also?
I think he would like to run more. Yeah, I think he would like to. But see, his offense, as they run it, especially sometimes they think too much. The real short passes are short runs for him. Get the ball to someone real quick and let them be the running back. And when you're doing that to the right healthy receivers, you get some real big plays. You know, with the receiver situation as it's been now much improved, I maybe not getting as much out of those little short passes as you'd like. And but I know Doug would like to run the ball, you know, and he says it and he's done it. And, you know, it only takes a few more runs a ball game, and you're up in the top number of runs per game, you know. So I'd like to see him run a little bit more. I know from knowing him that he'd like to run. Last year they ran almost 30 times a ball game.
Yep.
Right now they're running 26. So you don't have to. It's not a problem to call for more.
Yep. We would like to see that, Dick. Hey, Dick, the Eagles have two tackles on offensive line right now who are playing with significant injuries, a torn bicep muscle in the case of Jason Peters, high ankle sprain, Lane Johnson. When you're the coach, they want to always play. How do you decide whether you should play them knowing they have a significant injury?
Well, first off, you have to know the player. You know, in the old days, an injury was described much different than it is today. Some of these things today would be boo-boos. Before they ever called, oh, you got a boo-boo. You know? In the old days, they didn't even talk about the injury. You know?
Right.
And so it's a different mentality, which is good for the health of the league, really, and the player. But guys used to play banged up all the time, and they got used to it. It was just part of their mindset. It's not that way anymore. And Johnson with a high ankle sprain. If he had a true high ankle sprain, he wouldn't be playing. That's the worst ankle sprain you can have. He would not be playing. He has an ankle sprain and maybe a minor high ankle. But he's a tough guy, I know. But he wouldn't be playing with a real high ankle sprain. And Peters, you know, he's a veteran. He knows what he can do. And when he's banged up a little bit, I'm sure he will adjust accordingly to do what he can do well. And with an all-pro tackle like that, that's still good enough.
Well, that's a good. I'm really curious about this. Whether before we get your pick, Dick, Roger Goodell said this week that in the history of the NFL, this right now is the absolute best time to be a fan of the sport because it's so exciting. There's so much offense, that kind of thing. Do you agree?
Yeah, I do. See, I'll tell you what I hear. I hear a lot of people say, you know, I love the game, but the commercials are driving me crazy. I love the game, but all these damn penalties are driving me crazy. They ought to go to flag football if they want to protect the quarterback like that. I hear that every day.
Wow.
I don't know if Roger hears that or not, but I'm sure he's going to over the years. But I do think the game is far more wide open. There are more plays. There are more scoring plays. And, you know, it's all because we've made the rules and made it easier for offensive coaches to do that. But I think it's good for the game. You know, the offense you're going to see Sunday, there's more old-fashioned football left than that. Really,
yeah.
From time,
yeah.
The times that I've seen them. The offensive line coach I know, John Masco, worked for me at the St. Louis Rams. He's a fine coach. And he's an old fundamental type offensive line coach. Those guys will come off the ball and block him. If he's got anybody at all, they'll be tough.
And, sounds good.
Norv Turner's always liked to run. And they're up there ranked pretty good in running offense. But that's a good matchup for us. Let him go ahead and try to run against our defense. Not going to do it very well.
All right. One other one, Dick. And it's the owners met this week because the new Los Angeles teams are not doing well, especially the Chargers. You're a West Coast guy. Are you shocked that the fans haven't flocked to the Chargers and to a lesser degree to the Rams?
Well, I'm not totally surprised.
No. Yeah.
You know, I was out there and coached out there.
Right.
I was in the old L.A. Coliseum.
Right.
You know, and remember, they couldn't keep the stadium full there, and they went to Anaheim. From Anaheim, they went to St. Louis.
Right.
But, you know, the one game I watched, full game of the Rams this year, the stadium, they had about 75, 80,000 in the Coliseum. It looked great. I don't now remember what game it was.
Right.
But I think they'll get them over. But if you lose three in a row there, you might find 50% of them stay home and go to the beach. It's a different environment altogether.
All right, Dick, we're all waiting in earnest here because this is a big game. They got to win this game. Dick Vermeil's Fearless Forecast. What do you see for Sunday, Dick?
I think we take the ball away from them. I think we stop their running game. I think we dominate the football game. I think we beat them by at least 7 points.
Wow. Okay. And you're saying, you're pointing out we win the turnover battle. Right, Dick?
Yes. Yeah,
all right. Very good.
Regardless of where you play, home or away, you've got to win the turnover battle or else you make an average team look good.
And if you live in Pennsylvania or Jersey, you will get delicious Vermeil wine shipped directly to your home. Just go to vermeilwines.com for the coach's entire wine selection, and it is a great selection. Dick, always an honor. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The great Dick Vermeil with, as always, our brilliant insights. He said we would dominate, but then he said by 7.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.